Thank you for tuning in to the Cooked podcast. We are finally back. It feels so good to say those words again. It is your host, Dibble, and I am joined with
Zeus, baby.
Window next door.
Lottie with your mommy.
Lottie with your mommy. But we're back, bro. It's been too long. It's been 3 months, but we're here. We're back. I feel like we went through so many side quests. We were like, if you watch One Piece, it was like the
2 year
gap. Like, it felt like that. But, you know, we did so much in this past 3 months. It's kind of crazy.
Was it really
like, it might not have even been side quests anymore. Like, the way those things happen.
Those aren't side quests. Yeah, those are main quests.
Chapters. That,
like, yeah, chapters.
Yeah.
But we are glad to be back. Facts. Like, it feels great to be back in the studio.
You don't sound like it.
It feels great to be back in the studio.
It's surreal.
It feels great to be back in the studio. So, yeah.
Yeah,
let's just get right into, like, what we were doing, you know, the past 3 months. Like,
a lot to uncover, for sure.
A lot to uncover.
Very much a lot to uncover.
Right now, I'm going back to the timeline since, the last episode.
The last episode
was Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Was Chris.
Yeah.
So,
big shout out to Chris. Go pop out and see him July 12th.
Yeah, 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah, it's been 3 months.
Yep, that sounds about it.
3 months, bro. That's crazy.
I think the first thing we should start off with that's, like, instant I know is what happened that was big, and then we'll just kind of snowball into it, was he opened up for, if you know who he is, Tate B.
Oh, no, hold up. Before that, I opened up for Sheck West.
Sheck West. Oh, my God. Jesus.
Top five.
Yes.
Top five. Oi.
Blessings, brother.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah, and then we got an interview
too
with
long,
him.
Bro.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
It's actually good that we actually didn't, drop that video yet because the Jack Boys, they about to come out.
Yeah.
It's about to come out. So if we do it, like, right before, that'll be tough, tough. So that's actually kind of cool that we didn't actually, like, drop that footage yet. But, yeah, go ahead, bro. Talk about, like, how that shit was, like.
But I'm not going to hold you. Shout out to Quince. If you guys don't know who Quince is, we actually interviewed him. Check out, like, our two episodes.
The biggest Migo.
Come on now.
Yeah,
big Quince.
Yeah, we interviewed him. Anyways, he brought out Sheck West. And, bro, like, so much has happened that day. Even, like, for Sandeezy.
No,
you know,
literally.
The whole, like,
that little lore,
with, like,
yeah,
lore,
bro.
The sound guys.
That was crazy. Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Douglass.
You know what's crazy? Sorry to, like, cut you off, but at my new job, which I work in, like, light and programming and all that now, Frederick Douglass is known there.
No.
I mean, he's a popular guy. Apparently, he's, like, one of the best at what he does.
Yeah, no.
Here,
like,
so.
Yeah, it's
like
known.
One
like,
of the
he's
top 10. Like,
that's,
top three.
That's why they deal with it.
Yeah. Top five, bro.
Top
but, you know,
five,
like, everybody has
G.
the same opinion.
The fact that you guys call him Frederick Douglass is
bro, it's really only right. it's only
no
right.
No facts. Nah. Yeah. Now, according to research, I heard bro's like the...
He's 30.
He's like the top dog here.
That's why
sound.
They deal with him, bro. For real. Yeah.
He's like the top dog type shit. That's crazy.
He's
one bro,
of them.
Put respect
and
on his
and
name,
like, bro. And then there's like this white guy with like long hair. I always forget his name, but he's always on the strip.
Yeah, the strip guy? Yeah.
Yeah, the strip guy. Yeah. That's like
he's
his like, right-hand
bro.
Man.
He's
30. Sure.
The chicken strip dude on the plane.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, they almost fought and like... But even then, the performance for Sheck West was ridiculous, bro.
Yeah, no, it was insane.
It was
and then shout out to the dude that came by because it wasn't packed.
Yeah.
It wasn't packed.
But we filled that up, though.
Nah, bro. The energy there was like on some like,
other shit.
Like all that shit. Like it felt like I wasn't even at POTS.
Bro, yeah,
really?
Like Sheck West
like, it felt like I was in Sheck West's
bro,
world.
Bro, it breaks my heart because I was just not feeling good, bro. Like, I got there and then, like, I went to my car to, like kind of, like, cool down for a minute. And I was just like, nah, I got to leave. Bro.
Wait.
I wasn't
there?
No, he left early.
Bro, I had to leave early.
What?
Bro. I was not
He wasn't feeling
good.
Yeah.
Bro, I was
Zeus,
not.
I think Eddie was
I
there
think
and he
I
left
had
early
like a,
as well, right?
Bro, I think I had a bad drink or something, bro. I must have had, like, a bad drink or, like,
we
a drink that just hit.
Before, right?
I had one drink. Yeah. I had a drink before and then I think one at POTS. And I think, I don't know, it just didn't sit right with my stomach or something.
That's crazy.
Not going to lie. Just the whole... Okay, before Sheck West came... came out to perform, it was like
a sequence.
It was feeling weird.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
We didn't know
how. Maybe it was the mixture of like the drink feeling weird, and then I was feeling weird because of the environment.
And then the crowd was like, "Where's Sequence?"
No, you know what that jump felt like? It felt like when it felt like that episode with Raven, That's So Raven, when the Boys in Motion wasn't going to perform at the talent show. That's what that shit felt like, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all boys know about that, bro. But if y'all ever, bro, y'all, if y'all ever watched That's So Raven, bro, if y'all remember that episode when the Boys in Motion was supposed to come perform, that's exactly how I felt when we was like trying to like bring people in to go watch Sheck West.
Yeah, bro, because it was nothing. Kinsey looked at us and was like, I'm going to go drop off the money. If y'all could get some people in, like, it's up to you guys. Like, you know, try to make something shake. Me and Lottie looked at each other and was like, it's up to us. It's up to us. Oh, God. And then we went out there. We was bringing people in. I was like, at this point, we was saying whatever to get somebody in that damn door.
Like what? Like what?
We were saying whatever, bro.
I give you a freaking Uncrustable fruitcake.
Literally, bro.
And a snack wrap.
I remember I had told some dude, I'm like, you know what? After the event, bro, I'll buy you a DP Dough calzone, bro. And he was like, for real? Did. I said, I got you, cuz.
He did.
And he really came and found me after it, too.
Dang.
Wait, did you buy him one?
Yeah, bro.
No way.
I mean, bro, I know it meant a lot to Keen said, just get people in there, bro. Facts. I was just trying to get people in there, bro.
Yeah, facts.
So, you know, and it worked out. I think the crowd was dope. Sheck West fed off that energy, bro.
Yeah. Like, Sheck West is a performer.
It wasn't a lot of people. Like, I mean, it looked a lot of people in the video, but, like, Sheck West still performed.
It was crazy. An intimate performance.
Like, it was a very intimate performance.
And then meeting him afterwards was crazy.
Hell yeah.
Yes, bro.
Met Sheck.
That boy was, he was lit.
Yeah, bro.
So insanely lit, bro.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. Super genuine.
Super genuine dude.
Yeah, nice guy. Yeah, very nice guy. Very dope dude, bro. I didn't think Sheck West was like that.
Yeah.
But, you know,
don't judge. But when you perform, not when you did the, like, what would you think was better? Like, the experience with Sheck or with the Tay B thing?
You were back there for a minute, though.
Oh, like, talking?
Mm-hmm.
I only had, like, 5 minutes to talk with Shaq.
Yeah. But I was the one that talked.
He was he was in there for like an hour.
I was in the room with Tay B, Alley Cat, Hayes, Ferva.
Alley Cat so far.
Who opened up? What's his name?
The skull dude with the skull.
What's his name?
Ferva. He was
Ferva was
his
fire.
Visuals
I
was
fuck with
Ferva. Sturdy.
I fuck with bro.
Ferva was lit, bro. He's a dope guy too.
Yeah. He's
you know
cool.
The only guy I don't really fuck with? I'm just gonna have to say.
No way.
Hayes,
no way.
Bro.
No way. He dropped a straight
on
like
the
that.
Camera.
No. On camera. That way, G.
He said,
that way, G.
He said, you know what?
No, I don't know. It's like, I don't know if it's like the superstar status. Or it's like, because Alley can't talk to me.
Talk your shit.
Talk
your shit.
He instigating, though. He instigating the fuck out of this shit. He's like, yo, talk your shit.
Ferva talked to me. Like, he's not even, like, no offense to Ferva. He's lit. He's not even, like, in that rank.
Yeah.
With AB.
But he actually did great.
But he was crazy.
Yeah.
He was 30. I think, all right, this is my scale. This is how I scale the DJs.
Mm-hmm.
It was first.
Alley Cat
was
Alley
number
Cat.
One.
I'm gonna say Alley
in
Cat.
In my eyes, I think Alley Cat was number one.
She had the
one.
People pumping. My Ooh. Personal favorite was Ferva, but keep going.
Yeah, okay, I can understand.
My personal favorite was keep going, but go ahead. Right.
And I got Cole by my two.
Then you got Tay B. Then you got Ferva.
Okay.
And then it's me and A-Pop and it's Hayes.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Drop the strings. That's my dog. That's my dog.
Jeez.
That's my dog.
What did I miss?
His character.
But he's like, open up the pit right now. Everybody. Put your hands up in the air.
He makes reels like that. Genuinely, he's a funny guy. Make some noise.
Make some noise right now. Everybody, put your hands up in the air.
No.
Put your hands up in the air.
I wish we had the soundboard thing to do, 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 do.
Is Brian a fry or something like that? Or
No. Okay. But that is so hilarious, bro. Yeah. But how was it backstage, though? Like,
it was cool. Like, backstage, like, while Tavy was performing, like, I tried to talk to, like, Hayes, maybe because I didn't know what to say or maybe because what I said. I don't know. But he was just, like, playing and just, like, he you can tell he just don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know, if, like, if Hayes don't know me, he won't talk to me. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was talking to Alley Cat. And, like, Ferva and then, like, the other executives. But he wasn't talking to the little DJs.
But I,
But I guess that's how
we gonna remember that, twin.
I remember that.
I guess that's how it be like when you like when you look at like certain people's success stories and stuff, like those people that was like up there in that ladder, they didn't really like care too much for the, you know, that the little guy type shit. Like,
but you was once there though. You was once there though. I feel like when you get that big, you gotta remember you were that
DJ. You were there. In that sense,
he was you at one point.
Yeah.
Just opening up and doing shit like that. So
you know they gotta have some type of like ego to them type shit. It's weird.
You were there at that one point.
But yeah.
Nah, I mean like overall he looks like a nice guy. He looks like a nice guy. It's just that like when you like it's first impression matters, bro.
Yes, first impression is everything. So it's
like,
yeah.
When I try to like get my first impression, he just like it looked like he just like brushed it.
But you'll never forget that, though.
But I'll never forget
That's why a lot of people say don't meet your idols, though. Not saying that he was
That's saying he's your idol, though, correct.
And then when like once the show was done, like I went back to the you know, like the what's it called? The room full of DJs.
Green room. Green room.
The green room.
The green room. That's what, I don't know what they call it.
The boom boom room.
It's funny because Nah was following me. Like Nah was like, yo, bro, let me get with you, bro.
He was gonna cook up.
He was gonna cook up. But then like, who was it?
Security came and got
him. Who was it?
Frederick Douglass.
It was probably one of the frat DJs that was like, all right, whoever is not a part of Pots or a part of like this establishment, I need you to leave.
No way.
I need you to leave now. And I'm looking at, like, Nah, I'm like, Nah, don't go, bro.
Nah kept it pee
on some bulls.
Nah kept it pee, though. I remember him being outside and saying, like, yo, like, low-key, I feel like I could have still stayed in there, but I left just to, like, make sure Zoo could cook and shit
you,
like that.
You give Nah 10 minutes with one of those DJs, he would cook, bro.
Yeah, I believe
like,
it.
But,
nah. I just like to support other DJs' dreams. So yeah. It's like,
that's what's cool. Up, man.
At but I'm actually like, you know, talking to them, it was cool. Alley Cat was very fire. Like, she was a genuine nice like lady. Like, yeah, she was fire. A nice lady. Like, she told me that she has, you know, how long I've been DJing? It's like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much she made music.
Really?
Yeah. That's how long she made music.
Okay.
So DJing was very new to her.
Yeah, like, that's what I heard too.
She just started DJing.
Wow.
Like, she just started DJing.
She's dope.
Yeah, and I asked her for an advice. I was like, yo, like, I'm a really great DJ, but, like, I need it. Like, you know, the only thing is, for me, is I need to start producing. And she was like, well, let me stop you there. That there goes your answer. I mean, just, you got to stop DJing. Because you already know how to DJ. Like, once you're done, like, making, like, once you're done producing, like, learning, like, once you learn how to produce, you're going to get back on that board. You're going to remember everything. Like, you already know how to DJ. Like, you have it like that.
How you feel about that advice?
Yeah.
Well, I can't do that.
No. She said it's fire.
Reason why is because that's my income.
Yeah.
That's literally my main income. Okay. So, like, if I stop DJing, that means, like,
you're cooked.
I'm cool. Yeah, but, like, maybe, that means I have to pick up a 9-to-5
maybe
job.
Maybe she ain't mean it like that. Like, go ahead, David. What you
My motion
say?
Goes lower.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I still have the pod and stuff like that. It's fire, but, like, I don't know.
Because I feel like David was going to say what I was going
to say. Because the thing is, like, I'm also, like, all she does is EDM.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I do open format.
Wait, she only does EDM? Latin. I thought she does house too. Does she do house?
She
does,
no, like
she does straight bass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she does straight bass. So okay. It's like me thinking of that, I was like, I don't know. That's a tough decision because I'm a Latin DJ.
Yeah.
That's like I'm a staple. You yeah. feel me? So it's yeah. like, I mean, I can technically quit and just be like, okay, I'm gonna start producing. But I don't know, like.
I feel like everyone who's...
I feel like you should do...
It's a leap of faith.
Leap of faith, yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like it's one of those leap of faith things. It's like you need to go, you know, like how people go to like a retreat and like do shit with the monks. I think you need to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But like on a producer, like with you and your laptop.
Bald. Go bald for like
you gotta go bald.
And tap into the inner you.
You gotta tap into the inner you. I feel like that's really much needed, especially with the stuff coming up that we'll go into further in the podcast. I feel like this is the next step, and I feel like it'll be a lot more clear after these events happen.
Yeah.
And we're gonna have to take that leap of faith where it's gonna be scary, but I feel like in order to like progress, like that's the necessity, and especially coming from her, like and telling
she said
you
it's
that,
so nice. Like,
yeah,
she probably had a moment where she had to do a leap of faith. So that's probably why she's able to.
And
say
I feel
that
like that's everybody has that leap of faith moment, and I feel like that's probably gonna be yours. It's gonna be one of the scariest moments of your life, but at the same time, it's like it will be the most life changing.
If it's making you uncomfortable, then it's probably good for you.
Like, that's probably very deep.
Yeah, for real.
Okay,
because now that leads into the big announcement. What you doing?
Oh, true. Hold on. Let me get there. True.
We can get there in a minute.
Before we get to that,
I kind of want to go in order.
Yeah. You know? What happened after Tay B?
So Tay B, nice dude. Smoked with him. Like,
it was
homie rolled up a juvie. Whatever. He just rolled
You're
a
not
he rolled
advertising
a juvie,
usage
right?
of marijuana, by the way. Yeah. Just saying that.
Don't condone that. But that's sick as fuck to put on your, like, just resume of life. Like, smoked a joint with Tay B.
Yeah, I smoked with Tay B. He was so mad cool. Man. By the way, me and Lottie, I mean, I'm pretty sure both of you guys too, but he's a big Wiz Khalifa fan. Like, he's a big Wiz Khalifa fan.
You told him that?
Yeah, like, I was like, yo, I'm a big Wiz Khalifa fan, bro. Like, what's your favorite album? Yeah. He said, I think Cushion Orange Juice, if I'm not mistaken.
Sturdy.
Okay. I think Cushion Orange Juice, if I'm not mistaken. Or is the one before that. Mm-hmm. I don't remember. It's been a fucking while since I talked to him. I can remember that conversation. But, he loves that. He loves Juicy J. Hard. He's just a big fan of, like, old rap.
That's millennial rap. That's
what's honestly, up, I could hear that in his music. I could hear it. Because he made his brand over, like, the old cassette, like, hip-hop boom-bap sound. Like, Tate B. Like, he did in an interview, like, a while back. Like, I think he was playing music in his car, and they had one of the cassette tape player Bluetooth things.
Yeah.
And he always used to play it on Tate B. And then, for some reason, I guess his nickname was, like, Tate B, like, because of the Tate B thing.
Yeah.
And his friend would always say, yo, Tate B. And he was like, wait, like.
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Oh, damn,
I think that's like,
cool.
The whole origin.
That's actually a really cool way. That's cool.
But yeah, that makes sense.
I was just going to ask why he got that name.
Yeah.
Sturdy, though.
And his
logo. I probably butchered it a little bit. I probably butchered it a little bit, but it's somewhere along those lines. But, you know.
It's close enough. Cool. Shit, cool. That's good. That's what's
but
up.
Yeah, that was a dope feeling, though, for real. It really opened my eyes a lot.
Nah, that's lit.
Like I said. Yeah.
That's lit as hell, man, for real.
Good question. Let me look at my calendar. Because, dude. Oh, I went to Orlando.
Into the multiverse.
Orlando?
Yeah, I played at Orlando.
Oh, he played that gig.
Yeah, I played with
the House of Blues, right?
The House Party.
That shit was hard.
Yeah. Oh, Orlando.
Yeah, it was fire.
Didn't go to
that. That was dope. Shoot.
Ooh, we made Cooked Culture.
Wait a damn minute. Didn't Quinceañera video drop around that time?
The Quinceañera.
Ooh.
The Quinceañera video happened around that time.
Did it?
Did it not? Because the Quinceañera video came after Sheck West. Am I tripping?
No.
Wait. Wasn't that before?
I feel like it was a little.
Or was it like around that area?
It wasn't around that.
That was before.
It was either right before Sheck West or right after.
Nah, it was before the Chris episode.
Yeah, because I was about to say we talked about it. It was like we hit a million.
Okay, yeah, but we hit a million recently, though.
Yeah, we did.
Like, it blew up way further than we thought it would since then.
Yeah, the thing about.
It was in the 100K area around that time.
The thing about Reels, when they blow up and hit the algorithm, they could hit the algorithm again and just randomly, which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, the video slowed down for, like, 2 weeks, like, the other month, and then it sped back up.
Yeah,
and
crazy.
We were just blowing up again.
It's crazy,
and
bro.
Slowed down. But it's definitely blown up since around that Chris episode when we last talked
about it. Yeah, which is
crazy. So. Nah, Chris is going crazy, too.
Yeah, Chris is going crazy.
Chris,
oh, my God. Shout out to Chris, bro.
He's opening on a 12, bro.
Yeah,
he's doing the damn thing, bro.
Yeah,
he's official that he signed?
Yeah, he's signed. I'm pretty
sure. Oh, he signed now?
Yeah, okay. Pretty sure he is.
He signed I know the record label that
Coastal.
The baby's on, Costa.
Something like that. Yeah. Coastal.
Yeah, shouts out to him, bro. He's cool. We also
check him on the stream. On the 12, man.
I think next on the list, after Tay B, we started Cook Culture. I think that was kind of like the thing we threw. What was the first one? It was at Flamingos.
It was called
Escape All Delete or something like that.
Escape All Delete. It's a 2000 to 2010s party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did that. Then we threw like an after party. Then we threw a house party. But we aimed
college
to like.
Party. Yeah.
I'll have him explain this more because it's like his thing. But like we aimed because we wanted to like expand on Cooked and also like make parties and like curate environments that is not done here and like do stuff like right.
Instead of traditionally.
Yeah.
Like huge.
Traditionally, music here is a little cooked.
But, real shit.
Like, no pun intended.
It's crazy because it's like, it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
It's really not.
It just feels repetitive.
No. Yes, in the clubs. Oh. But there's there's like clubs inside the, in the universities. Like, for example, I think FSU club, one of the clubs in FSU, they have like a music club. Mm. Where they actually listen to fucking music. And it has they host their own events. I don't know if AMU has some. I'm pretty sure they do. But I do know that there is niches. So I was just explaining this to someone earlier today that you know how the FSU crowd they always go to Recess, Bajas, like the typical like clubs, right? And those typical clubs, except Bajas. Bajas is a little bit different.
Correct.
But they play like the same shit.
Correct.
Same shit. But and then you got like FAMU, which they have like their urban like they have like all they play is like R&B or hip hop. Yeah. You don't hear them play EDM, right?
No, it's not gonna happen.
Right. It's not gonna happen. But it will though. I say it will because there is a group in FAMU and there's also a group in FSU that actually likes different music.
You know that is true.
Like, and that's the crowd you're catering to. Right?
That's the crowd I'm catering to. Yes.
Because I see FAMU students go to FSU events, and that also goes to vice versa.
Yes.
FSU go that to is FAMU true. Events. So there is a niche. That's why I built Cook Culture.
Yep.
Because I want to bring two cultures together. Well, two like colleges together. If I, like, well, three colleges since we have TCC.
It's an absolute open market, and people don't realize that. Mm-hmm. Like it's a sound that already existed and people are just not like familiarized with that. But once they realize, they're like, holy, like this is crazy.
No facts, like, man. Oh, yeah. Cause then what's called is better than parties. I'm telling y'all boys, I done been in Tally for a minute and the parties that we've had is already different. Like it's very eclectic. Like you're not gonna go to like a house party. And, like, here, like, and they got, like, you know what I'm saying, like, little water slides and pools and stuff in the back. That's what we did for our second party. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, like, it's just mad chill, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's a different, like, you know, we are accustomed to a certain amount of, like songs that be played here and stuff like that. So the fact that we got, like, you know what I'm saying, our own curated, you know, under Zeus, it's cool. Like, it's cool as fuck to just see and watch, bro. Like, yeah, bro. It's definitely on the rise, bro. Especially when semester come around.
It's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time.
Bro. Yeah. My plan. It's so funny because I'm gonna look back to the one of the episodes. I said it was like when New Year's happened.
Mm-hmm.
My New Year's resolution was to make parties.
Boom. Wow.
Anyways. So for this upcoming semester, I'm gonna start off, of course, small parties, but like small venues. It's not gonna be at Flamingos. I mean, if it hits right, but I want to hit like smaller, like little, like this, for example, like this studio, this much of a room,
like an intimate setting,
so it can just build
memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Memorable. That's what's up. I like that. I like that. That's tough.
Yeah, I'm making parties too. I mean, like, I got my boy Alonzo. I got my boy Don B. I just got
shout out that boy Alonzo.
Yeah, it's Alonzo.
Shout out that boy Don.
Yeah, the boy's sturdy.
Jesus. But, yeah. I'm making parties too.
What?
I'm making parties too.
Yeah. You're making parties with me and Wonky Town,
bro.
Yeah.
One of the new owners.
Yes, sir.
We have like crazy stuff planned out, like crazy stuff.
Bro. Shout out to
yes, sir.
It's been a lot of work for sure, especially with that cooked, cook culture, graphic design. I don't know everything. A lot of
things has happened like after.
Started programming lights too, like random.
How's that like? Every day.
Well, like it's a dry streak right now, but it's so genuinely fun, bro. Like I get to like. It's like, you know, like you work a job and it's like you work and it's just like mindless labor, but you know you're getting paid. But with this job, it's like I'm getting paid, but it's like stuff that I can reflect on my like passions.
Yeah.
So I feel really, really good about it. So that's crazy. Like I couldn't be more grateful like with it. Yes. Like it's so amazing and it's just like helping with like it'll help me. With Wonky, it'll help me. With Cook Culture, it'll help me. With Zeus, because later down the line, he's gonna need that shit, and that shit is not cheap.
It's a lot
at all. It's not like so. I'm pushing my hardest to like learn as fast as possible, just so he could get like that. Because I'm talking, bro, if he wanted to get the what I'm going to learn, it'd be like $800 an hour.
Yeah.
Like the
a light in tech or
the lessons and stuff.
No, I'm saying like for him to hire someone out for
a show. Oh yeah, yeah, that stuff is expensive.
Like, so let's say
an artist, bro. Like, you know, I think artists also have visuals, correct?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. So like they hire visual artists and that's what he's doing.
Yeah. So that's tough.
Bro, everything happens for a reason and like man, God has been like crazy. No, God is good. Oh my God, like,
God is good.
I think after the Chris episode, you lost your job.
I lost my job. Yeah, I lost my job at like I worked at like a cabinet company. It was just like some weird, like it was stupid. They let me go for some stupid reason, and I was jobless. Thank God, I'm a graphic designer, so I like survived off of graphic design. I could just grind it on graphic design and like one-off stuff. Maybe Ubered a little bit. And I was like so lost, like everybody in the house could say I was like going crazy because I've been employed since I was 16 and then all of a sudden I have no job. Like this is the first time I've been unemployed since I was 16. I'm 22 now and I was super lost. I didn't know what I was gonna do. And then like my brother referred me to this job like with the lighting company and all that, and like I pretty much got it instantly just with the portfolio I had. And I'm just
glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Let's have a
shot.
Bro.
Let's have a shot. Let's get a shot.
Hey, he the homie, though.
Who?
The homie.
Oh, I'm telling God, you. I'm bro. Telling he you, bro. Homie, that's big dog.
You know, and it's I thank Jaden for this, bro.
Honestly, for real, because it's definitely, like, made me, like.
Yeah. Because I honestly didn't have, like a vision for God, to be real with you. I really didn't.
It'd change your life, bro.
That's a lie to you, like, really. Persuade me, bro.
It'll change your life, bro.
And that's me saying it out of all people, really. Like, I feel like once I, like, allowed that, shit just hit the fan.
That mean a lot hearing it from David,
it from me.
From David,
hearing it from me.
That's great. That is great. That's what you want. Hell yeah. That's impact, for real, bro. Well,
holy. Like, the summer so far has been a roller coaster. I know we have not been posting.
Yes, bro.
And stuff.
We posted a couple here and there
when we could, like, but we want to make sure it's quality content. And we've been working so hard on like following our dreams and like trying to build our passions to as great as we could get them.
Facts.
Like, and it's working, bro. Like, working. Definitely. And I could tell you by this semester, we are going to be doing crazy, absolute unthinkable crazy things.
Expect the streams, bro. The streams coming, bro. On the way, bro.
Expect crazy skits, crazy podcast guest episodes, like just crazy photo shoots, crazy everything, crazy videos, crazy YouTube videos, crazy parties, crazy events, crazy music.
And we're working on a horror film.
Crazy movies, like, we're working it's on crazy, so bro. Much under the gotta scenes, like, it's husband. Crazy. Yeah, it's, like, cooked is everything now. Like, it's been, from the burgers, like,
burgers, bro. Like,
let's talk the about sensation.
The
burgers
had the city in an uproar.
The sensation.
Donut burgers.
The sensational.
Who wants to take over the donut burgers? I was talking
Lindo.
To
Lindo.
Uh-huh. Lindo, you want to talk about the burgers?
Sheesh, donut burgers, man. Bro.
It's crazy because the donut burgers, when we started them, that idea got chopped up like a month before that. We were just talking one day about, yo, we should do donut burgers. And she was like, I can make them. And everyone was like, no, let's do it. And shit like that. We made a whole schematic, like everything. It was perfect. And then we just stopped talking about it.
Yeah, but we wrote it down, though.
We wrote it down. Yes, and then one day, Zeus was like, nah, fuck that. We locking in. Pulled that notebook out. And we were like, we're all staring at each other, kissing like, we're doing this.
Yeah.
We're doing this. Yeah. And
it was crazy.
That whole week and a half, 2 week stretch was nuts. I think we sold out on the first day in like, 30 minutes?
Sheesh.
David was on the way to meet us. We went to go sell at Dukes and Dottie's. David was out Ubering, Dukes I think, right?
Yeah, I was Ubering.
And I called David because he said he was going to, on the way, he was just going to meet us there after like 2-3 more runs. So I called him. I remember being super stoked. Zeus was like all over posting that shit. We were lit. We had Don B, Raul out there. We were so turned. I called David. David's like, yo, I'm on the way. I swear, I'm on the way. And I was like, you don't need to come no more. And he was like, what? I said, we sold him in 30 minutes. He was like, what? He was like, oh my God. I said, 30 minutes, bro. And so then we all linked up and then we were just BSing the rest of the day, bro. Talking about it. And we did it like 3, 4, 5 more times after that, right?
Yeah.
Sold out every time. I think we only had one bad day. And even then, like, It was just two left.
But yeah. Yeah, but we took a break from it for a little bit because it's a dry season. And it's not like it's hit or miss sometimes because it's a very like sporadic amount of people. Facts. Like you never really know. But
bro, why are you laughing, bro?
I'm just laughing. What would they say about the burgers? It's what's it called?
Oh my god!
Is it gluten free?
Is it gluten free?
Does it have gluten?
There was one idiot that came up to me. What's up, man? Yo, like, does it have like you know?
Bro, Florida State like, students wait, are wait, so wait, particular, wait, wait, wait,
bro. They thought it had wait, THC wait, 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 in it and everything.
It sounds so bad, but it feels so right.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Dude, the amount of contemplation we would see on people's faces yeah, exactly, every night, like, bro, that looks so good, bro.
Like, does that have glued in it?
We're like, bro, just buy it. You've been sitting here for 10 minutes holding at the mouth, bro. And then his girlfriend. What was that?
I know that's not thunder. Oh, I know.
Wait, that wasn't a sound
But that
effect?
Must be God's no. return.
That was.
That must be bro. Jesus' return, hey, y'all boy.
Write this up, yo. Write this up.
I know that's not thunder, y'all boys. It's either, bro.
We still getting them tacos, though, nonetheless.
Yeah, no.
Thanos.
Nonetheless. Thanos. Listen, let Percy Jackson have his battle out there. We
no
still
facts,
lock
yo.
It don't
what?
Even matter.
That's crazy. Anyway, back to the program.
Okay.
That's crazy, yep. bro. But yeah, bro, donut burgers.
Yeah, yep, we're going to continue selling them.
Celebrity week.
They on the way.
Fucking, well, logistically.
Maybe crazy. A week before that.
Yeah, week before. Yeah. I don't know.
Because we know y'all keep texting us and asking us about it. Trust, we're bringing them back. Right
long,
around that time.
Long-term run. We got a lot of things that we want to do with the cooked burgers.
Facts.
Cooked culture.
Yeah.
Cooked.
Yeah. Cooked.
Everything. Yeah,
we got YouTube. Bro. We got YouTube videos coming out. Streams, catch the streams, bro. I am Lottie, bro, for real, bro. We got those on the way too, for sure. Bro, it's just been like we just been busy, bro. Trying to like you know take it to the next level because you can be a group, you know what I'm saying? You could have a podcast and all that stuff, bro. But it's like we're taking it to the next level on some like you know what I'm saying? It's insane, bro. Like parties, Just like
everything
organized videos on YouTube. We got one coming out soon at the water park. That's not gonna be lit, bro. We gotta have fun for the summer, bro. God. We gotta end out the summer
that's
with
like a
bang.
A vlog, right?
Yeah, that's definitely gonna be a vlog for sure. That's gonna be crazy.
So sturdy, bro.
Yeah,
dude,
bro.
I'm excited for that. Okay.
Hell yeah, it's gonna be crazy, bro, for sure.
School year's gonna go absolutely.
School year going crazy. School year gonna be dumb turnt. For sure. We missing out on some stuff that happened too though, bro.
Like what?
It's some other stuff that happened, didn't it? Some other stuff.
Bro, I think we
did we uncover everything?
I feel like the big stuff
we talked about. All the core memories we definitely talked about. But there was definitely minor things in between that happened that we might have missed and shit like that. Like we shot a skit with Chris, right?
Yeah.
And then that did well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Shout out. Why aren't Chris, bro? Thanks. Chris, that boy is going to be lit on the 12th, boy. I see you, bro. I'm telling you, bro. I'm on the stream, bro. I'm on the stream, bro. Catch me on Twitch, bro. I'm telling you, bro. That boy going to be, that boy trolling. Oh, yeah. And his What's Called just came out. Mixtape just dropped, too. Make sure y'all go listen to that. That junk is going hard, bro. That junk is going hard, bro. For real. He's definitely one of Tally's up in, like, the next. Like, he's next, bro. I ain't going to lie, bro. Like, y'all going to be seeing, bro, everywhere. That boy is Sway. Credit that boy Sway too, bro. Been doing his thing too, man. It's been crazy, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It's been crazy.
Everybody's been doing their thing, bro.
Yeah, like the big news that we have as of right now is me having my first festival.
Ah, it's
first festival gig, bro.
Come on now.
That's it's crazy.
How about Orlando? August 29th to the
31st.
You
need to put more enthusiasm in
it. No, it's just like it's
surreal, bro.
Is it surreal?
Honestly, bro.
It's still processing.
Is it still processing?
It's so surreal, bro.
I don't know.
It's in Orlando, right?
Yeah. It's in Orlando, yeah. It's in
catch that boy in Orlando, man, for
last
real.
Last weekend of August, bro.
Catch him in Orlando last week of August. It's going down.
Fuck off. Like, yeah that's typically like what every artist say. No.
He has
I will.
A point to
nah,
prove.
But we there.
Like, I have a point to prove.
No
I will
facts.
Rep my city. I will
this
rep my city in
the
city. Like, I'm so dead ass.
Facts.
Like, we have other Tallahassee, like, DJs going to that same festival. But, like, I am that Tallahassee DJ. I am a local here. I am that DJ. Like, I'm so that I fuck with everyone else here, but like, I don't know where I came from. I came from the mud.
Facts, bro. Like,
I came from a trailer.
Wait, hold on. You good, mud?
What?
Y'all get it? Y'all get it, bro? No, bro. It's going viral on TikTok. But now we go. Now go ahead.
Like, what did I miss?
Nah, bro. Hell yeah, bro.
But even then, bro, I think my homie God for real though. He the homie for that.
For sure.
We prayed before, like he got accepted.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro. Hey, y'all keep God in your life, bro. For real. Keep God in your life, bro. It's very important, bro. You're not gonna be able to go. You'll go places for sure. But the places that you really want to go for real, bro, that you want to go to the next level, because a lot of people be thinking the level that they on is that next level. It's not that next level, bro. So if you want to go to that next level, bro, for real, bro, like keep God first, bro. I'm telling you, he understands everything, even the most craziest month on the planet. He may understand this pillow. You never know, bro. Like, you know, like, and a lot of y'all that got to say something about this pillow, too, that has got a lot of rainbow colors in it, too, bro. Don't stop it. Stop, for real. But nah, bro. Yeah, bro. Keep God first, man. Hey.
Can I see that pillow?
Oh, you want it? Bro?
Yeah, bro. Go, bro.
Ready? Type shit. Oh, bro. You got to catch it, bro. But yeah, bro. Gulag coming out, too, man. Horror film. It should be out this Halloween. Directing it myself. We working on a lot of lighting, and we getting a lot of like stuff that we didn't acquire yet, but we're under construction right now. That boy Lindo is the antagonist of the film. He will be playing the villain. He will assert dominance and dominion.
Listen to me. Move your hand.
He will. Move his acting debut is on the line. We're excited. We're excited to see that boy become an antagonist in the film. Zeus is a DJ in the film.
Type shit.
Yes.
Zeus starring as Zeus.
And David. David is. Oh, and trust me, this is the most important part of the film.
Cap.
David is the only white guy in the film.
Oh my God.
He's the only white guy in the film. Honorable mention.
Thank you, Lottie. Thank you.
He is, bro. That's so crazy, bro.
I am honored.
Thank you, bro.
I am honored.
Wow. And he's gonna have a crazy part.
I'm gonna be that white boy. I swear to God.
He's gonna have the best part. I'm not gonna lie.
And I feel like I could just be myself.
Facts.
I feel like I just have it in me. To be that white person.
I believe in you.
You know, like, yeah.
I think you're going to have a great cameo, bro.
It'll be
sure.
A great movie. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, bro. It's going to be insane,
I'm
bro.
I'm excited for the new episode because that's going to be like the new, that's going to be the rebrand.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's going to be the rebrand.
Yep.
It's going to be such a tough one.
So, this is the finale, right? This is the finale wrap up. Wow. Yeah.
Well, it's the finale of like the cooked
set season.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't podcast really, period.
The season, yes, but like we're no longer gonna be called
Cooked Podcast.
I think it's gonna be Cooked or Cooked Channel.
Cooked just sounds tough.
Cooked, bro. Just Cooked.
Yeah, okay,
just
Cooked so, like, is crazy.
C O O K E D. Period.
Facts.
Yeah.
I had like two more things I wanted to cover.
Talk your shit.
One. Did you want to like say any of the stuff you're going on or no?
Oh, like, no, I have
no,
to
no,
keep
no.
it pee.
Okay,
I have to
keeping
keep
it pee?
Pee?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering.
I wanted to. I've been thinking about it the last 10 minutes. But
okay,
I'm like,
okay. His stuff is under wraps. Lindo has some stuff going, cooking up too, bro. Like, don't get it twisted. We're just not going to disclose it yet. Yeah. All right. But I think it's like 50-50. We might be going to like an Infinity Con, the Comic Con, and we're going to do
it. Oh, yeah. When
is
that again?
On a response, right?
It's this weekend, but it's like during the day.
I think if we just dress up as anime characters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying,
and
bro.
Just be like, you know how Pootie was
that emo guy?
Oh my God! Yeah, I seen that. That was on YouTube. Bro,
oh, I remember that. I remember Pootie. I remember when Pootie was the emo dude.
I seen a short.
We should low key do research on that tonight or tomorrow. So we kind of like.
I'm about to say, nigga ain't got no. I ain't got no costume.
I'm gonna figure it out, bro.
We got 2 day shipping, 1 day shipping.
Like Amazon's right there, bro.
Just pretend you are the anime character, and
bro. Come on, bro.
Wait, just dress up as like I don't know, like for example, like a rock star. Just as a rock star, and they ask you, like, who are you? I'm like, you never seen this anime? I'm Rocky no. Body.
Oh, you never heard of that? They're gonna kick me out, bro. No, respectfully, bro. Respectfully.
Acting. Like, keep acting.
Nah, because the pass I applied for, we're gonna be part of their media team.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah,
I'm just fucking around. Yeah.
Wait, so we was going. I'm fucking around.
If we get it, which I'm like 90% sure we will get it.
Yeah.
Then we'll do it. If we don't, then we won't do it.
But you was supposed to. I'm fucking out, bro. Nah, that's crazy, though.
That's all.
Yeah, no.
That's everything.
Damn, we wrapping up, bro.
It's definitely been a crazy first half of 2025.
Oh, one last thing. I mean, we could just say this because we don't have to say what we're doing about it, but we're like 16, 17 days away from a year.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah.
1 year anniversary.
I guess, yeah.
Oh, coming soon.
We're creeping year, up.
The day where we decided to make the accounts and make a post about it and everything is like 2 weeks away almost.
Yeah.
That's crazy, something that just
started off as an idea out front of DP Doe and some shit we were just fucking around with that we were like, yo, let's just do it for real. Why fuck around?
And now it's a whole legit brand.
Insanity.
Who would have fucking knew, bro?
Two seasons in, adding Alati to the lineup, like, more shit lining up that we can't even say. It's just
opening up opportunities that we didn't even know could happen or exist.
And we still got ways to go.
We're barely touching the surface.
Barely touching.
Still got a lot more to uncover.
Tuned. And we will not disappoint this
more
season.
More opportunities are going the further we take it. And I'm more than excited to, like, take it to that next level.
Absolutely.
Because I know we're able to. Like, it's a no-brainer, bro. If we don't, then, like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah. You know? Nah, bro. We got no choice, bro. We got God, bro. We got the homie. Yeah.
Yep.
Anything.
The homie.
Anything.
Yeah, the homies.
We got the homie.
The homies.
Yeah.
The homie.
Mm-hmm. The homie.
The homies. Yeah. At Smooth Studios.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Big shout out to Smooth, though.
Yeah, big shout out been with us studios. The whole ride, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Day one.
Yeah. Well, yo, pause. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa. What happened? Pause.
No, wait. I said been with us the whole ride.
Oh.
So we're
I was good. About to say, yeah, where's the pause?
Bro, look at
He's searching. He's searching.
He's searching.
He's searching.
Bro, I'm not going to lie. No one said pause this whole episode.
Wow, I'm proud of y'all, bro. That's gross.
No, I'm not gonna lie. We said a few sus things, and I kept it pink.
Bro, what was it, bro?
Hey, run the tape back.
Oh god.
That's crazy, bro. Hey, man, but shit. Y'all fucking with Cook, bro. I'm telling you, y'all fucking with the littest podcast in the motherfucking bitty. You feel me? You gotta talk that shit.
We are at this point, bro. We're the podcast of the city.
Facts, bro. Y'all tuning into the best now.
And for those watching who are new, and to those who are even from the beginning, keep watching. We appreciate you, and more soon coming.
Yes, sir.
More life, more boy.
You want to do the intro?
Blessings.
Don't say a word, sister.
What we say. Goodbye.
Don't say a word, sister.
No way.
Oh, damn. We'll say it one last time for the one time. Thank you for tuning in
to the Cooked Official Podcast.
Yes, sir.